Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Pierre, you want to come out here?
Zuzi on the track.
Coming up real fast, ladies and gentlemen, on a broadcast. It's awesome. It's going to be awesome tonight. Now, this is 2019, and we don't know where Rondi has been, but he is back. He's also safe and in good hands and doing some great things out there, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, this is the Rondi Internet Radio Show for those joining us all across the globe and those who may be joining us later on the rebroadcast. But we're just excited that Rondi is back. And I believe Acacia, his wonderful host, is going to be back real soon as well, live. They are doing some great things for their lives and just recently graduated from great college, and they're doing some great things with their life, ladies and gentlemen. So you remember to always encourage our young adults and keep them moving. But Rondi is back, ladies and gentlemen, on the Rondi Internet Radio Show. Hey, we're going to go right into the programming. And again, this has been pre-recorded, just so you'll know that. And we'll bring in Rondi if he wants to come in live later on. He can do that. But this is the Rondi Internet Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen. Listen up. It's pretty powerful. And take some notes, guys. You might want to take a few notes. Take care now.
Yo, we back in this thing like we never left. Minor setback, but I made a major comeback. Just been on my grind, you know. I know y'all missed me for a couple of months and days, but we back on the show. I got a special guest with me. Got my cousin Tripp. Introduce yourself, bro.
Yo, yo, yo. What's going on? It's your boy OG Tripp, Triple OG Tripp, Tripp.
Hey, we got a couple news for y'all. I know y'all seen the Super Bowl. A little disappointed, but then we got 21 Savage news and Demi Lovato news, so we're going to hop right into it. So basically, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl. Super Bowl is boring to me. I'm going to be realistic. Hey, they said the ratings were down this year. They said this is the first time in a decade that the ratings have been under 100 million views.
Oh, that's crazy. Bro, you want to be honest? I didn't even turn the Super Bowl on.
Why you turn it on?
Man, I really felt like I had a feeling it was going to turn out how it turned out. But I didn't want to chance it. And I had to work in the morning, bro. I had to get my Z's.
Right, but I watched it, and to be honest, I wasn't impressed. First of all, it was 3-0 in the first half.
Yeah, I read that.
Then the halftime show didn't impress me at all. No disrespect to Maroon 5, Travis Scott, or Big Boy, but, I mean, I wasn't feeling it.
I went back and looked at the Big Boy show. I didn't look at Maroon 5 and Travis Scott, but, you know, Big Boy here, ATL legend, so I had to go and show love to him.
I mean, he did his thing, but, like, they cut his set short, man. Like, I felt like they could have made it last longer, and it was too lackadaisical. That's the word.
Yeah, I honestly feel like they could have gave the whole halftime show to Atlanta Natives.
Yeah, but you know how that goes. They got to impress everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So, we're going to know with the Super Bowl. Tom Brady got a 6th ring, of course.
Oh, one more thing about the Super Bowl, bro. I read that a bettor lost $3.8 million betting on the Rams.
Yeah.
I think a lot of money was lost.
A lot of money was lost.
Especially if they're betting on points. Or betting against Brady himself.
Yeah, like, this man got 6 rings. Now everybody calling him the GOAT. But I was reading something earlier, and he said he'd rather be called trash than be the GOAT.
I think he was just being humble. He's a humble beast. So you can't – he good. You know what I'm saying? Tom Brady good. You can't take it away from who he is.
True. But still, he got 6 rings, so they're going to compare to Michael Jordan. So.
Right.
I mean, you can't beat him. That is really the coach, if you think about it. The coach, he does the opposite of what everybody else does. Man. Everybody want to be fast, but you see, he slow everything down.
Good coaching.
He basically throw to his tight end.
Slow and steady win the race.
Exactly. So he beat him fair and square. I mean, like the Rams coach said, he got outcoached.
There it is.
So enough with the Super Bowl news. We're going to go to the NBA. Everybody talking about this big rumor with Anthony Davis and the Lakers. Well, recently the Lakers backed out because they felt like New Orleans was doing too much.
Possibly I feel like they were just trying to get everything they could get.
Yeah, but it's crazy how, like, the Lakers was willing to let go all their younger players just to get one player like that and let go their draft picks like that for one player.
They might got some big plan, bro. It's kind of strange. However, I feel like they had to strategize before they proposed this issue or proposed what they wanted for AD. So maybe it was a reason behind all of it. Man, it'll come out though.
I'm just tired of super team jump, bro.
I can agree on that, bro.
Yeah.
Because now the Lakers trying to the rumors about Kyrie coming to LA.
Exactly.
That'll be crazy.
Then you see, like, the Knicks got rid of Porzingis and he went to Dallas. So they trying to free up cap space for KD.
Yeah, me and my homie was talking about that the other day, and then he brought up that Dallas might be on the come up. They might be on the come up next season.
Yeah, they might, but you know why the Knicks really got rid of him, right? To get cap space for KD, because you remember they said rumors that KD was possibly going to the Knicks. So
possibly, but I don't think KD want to give up his space on the Warriors just yet. I think he can get another one then.
I don't know. Well, we should see, because you know the NBA full of surprises.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? And then you always have that. It comes that time where a player want to branch off, just like Kyrie did, want to branch off and I guess
do his own thing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? KD branched off. He went to a super team. But now I guess he want to see what he can do by himself.
Because he don't been under that coaching where he knows if
right.
he can take over, he can take over.
Right.
This man won the NBA MVP in the finals twice.
Yep.
So, I mean, there's a chance he might do his thing. But on with the sports, we about to go to entertainment news. We're going to talk about our boy 21 Savage being from the UK.
Man, I'm telling you, that was some shocking news. You know, I got like, I want to say maybe around 10 messages with that screenshot, the link of the news saying he had been arrested.
I ain't gonna lie, I thought it was fake at first.
No cap, I didn't even believe it.
I thought it was fake.
I didn't believe the situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Him being from the UK, oh, okay, cool. Because I had already, you know what I'm saying, did my research on 21. You know, when he first came out, you
right.
know, everybody get those fan pages and stuff put up. So I had already seen his name and read up on it, but it was just like, you know, anybody can edit a Wikipedia page, so
right.
you're not really sure how reliable those sources are. So, you know what I'm saying? Now that it's coming out, it's like, okay, this might be a little crazy.
But do you think about this? Like, if y'all don't know what happened, basically he got caught up with the ICE, with immigration, with his visa expiring. So now he's in lockdown because they saying that he's a illegal immigrant. The funny thing is, it's crazy how all this came up after he dropped his album and
right,
now he's starting
right.
to do positive things, like give back to the community and show how, like, he can make his image positive even though he makes music about him being from the streets.
Exactly. And another, something else that was weird to me was that came out, another rumor, of course, that they arrested him looking for a young nudie.
Right.
So how you get 21 Savage, even though his association, you know, them being cousins or whatever, you know what I'm saying, how you arrest this man based upon nudie or them being together? And then it turns out that nudie's been arrested, but, you know, his charges don't have nothing to do with being illegal
right.
illegal immigrant, you know.
Right.
He's facing different charges.
And this man done been in like 21 Savage done been in trouble with the law plenty of times. Why all of a sudden this is a big deal?
Right or wrong, how you overstay your visa when you've been arrested
multiple
recently,
times?
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So I ain't trying to say it seems a little sketchy, but I mean everybody know out there that it's kind of sketchy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm most definitely saying it's kind of sketchy, bro. It's a little bit more to it. You know, I'm not really sure what's going on or what would happen. You know, prayers to their family. You know.
Yeah.
Free Slaughter King.
But yeah. So, going on to like. Besides that, you know, people have been posting memes because people don't got nothing else to do.
Oh yeah, the internet make a joke about everything.
Everything. So basically, they said that the 21 Savage memes outdid the Super Bowl memes, and next thing you know, the singer Demi Lovato went on there and posted a tweet talking about she thought it was funny, the memes that everybody else posted. So you know, when you post something about that, you know everybody coming for you.
Yeah, I really. You know, I know it's a respect thing, and you know, being an Atlanta native, you know, you kind of take it hit home.
You gonna defend them?
Yeah, for somebody, you know what I'm saying, you know, or you look up to, or somebody who's a part of your community when they locked up,
right?
And then people making the jokes about it, like, you know what I'm saying, it ain't sweet, you know, it's sad when you think about it. And then when people go and make a joke, you like, why are you joking? Because if this was your family member or your friend in the same situation,
right?
You would feel the same way I feel if they was in jail. So,
and like they,
I just think
they trying to deport this man, bro.
That's crazy.
So like, basically, everybody coming for her head about it made her delete her Twitter.
I believe she got just what we could expect got from it, but I don't feel like she deserved that much backlash from laughing at it, because everybody's laughing at it. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that it's funny, but you know what I'm saying? When you got baggage and you laugh at somebody else, people gonna shine light on the stuff that you done been through.
Right.
Because,
you know, rapper Wale, he said he retweeted, well, he didn't retweet, but he subtweeted what she said and said that, why is somebody's freedom funny? You know, Wale, he Nigerian, so he kind of understand, like, how does it feel to be not from America? And he got family members that's not from America, so he like, yo, like, why is it funny that somebody's freedom getting taken away from them? How is that funny?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, and that's more so, I feel like, why she's getting so much backlash about it, because, you know, she laughing at a black man being locked up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it all trickles down, and it goes back to, you know what I'm saying, you know, you losing your freedom, or somebody you know losing their freedom, it wouldn't be the same if it was on the other foot.
Right. So, hey, be careful what you post, because they will come for you on Twitter.
I'm telling you. And it's not even that everybody's just on her head, but it, like, you know, I seen Big Bang, you know what I'm saying, Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them, you know what I'm saying, made it known on social media that it's not funny. You
right.
know what I'm saying? It ain't funny, period. Somebody, you know what I'm saying, a man who's making an impact on the community, you know what I'm saying, you know where he come from, you know what he stand for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Him being, you know what I'm saying, locked away or being, you know what I'm saying, arrested. It ain't funny because, you know what I'm saying, he's a provider for his community. He's standing out, making a difference. You
right.
know what I'm saying? But he got a family just like you got a family.
Yeah, this man got kids and everything.
Exactly. So what can he do, you know what I'm saying, being arrested? So he still got a family to provide for.
Right. So yeah. Basically on Twitter they were saying about how Demi Lovato used to be on drugs, and they were going in on her about that. So like, if you know you done been through something like that, you just got to rehab. You had an overdose.
Exactly. You can't talk,
you can't talk crazy. I'm just saying, like, cause you know, once it hits Twitter, like, they have something on you.
Right. That's one thing I always say: don't step out in those waters if you ain't ready for the sharks.
Exactly. So, hey, best of luck to 21 Savage.
Yeah, free nudie.
Facts. But other than that, we gonna go to Bow Wow. Your boy Bow Wow been on the news a lot lately. I mean, your boy Soulja Boy.
Lil Bow Wow.
So basically, Bow Wow got jumped on by his girlfriend.
Ex-girlfriend, I'm guessing.
Ex. But it says that Bow Wow Leslie got in a fight with his girlfriend Leslie Holden. Basically because Leslie was talking to another man and was all on him. On him, you know how that be. He got mad and basically they got to fighting at an apartment in Midtown. So
yeah, I didn't even get the detail for detail like that. So yeah. You know, yeah, all right. So apparently you Bow Wow, who yeah. I guess he go, you know, he goes by Shad Moss now,
Shad
since
Moss.
He's a big boy.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I'm saying? Really, what I got out of this situation was, so you know what I'm saying, they had a disagreement.
Right.
They both got arrested, but so she attacked him though,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But you know, Bow Wow slick at the mouth too though.
Yeah, I'm guessing, you know,
yeah.
Anybody can pop off.
So both of them got arrested for battery. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the mugshot pictures.
Oh, yeah, it looked like he'd been fighting with a cat.
Yeah, he got scratches all over his face. You look at her mugshot, she just.
Facts, plain Jane. But you see, and then that goes back again to, you know, how the internet blows up stuff.
Right.
So there's a lot of memes being made about him and a lot of comments and tweets being tweeted about him
right.
being beat up. So they making fun of him for being beaten up. For not fighting his girl back. You know what I'm saying? So
double standards, right?
Yeah, the double standards. So once let's say he would have laid his hand on this girl, the jokes would have came.
Right.
Or, you know what I'm saying? He would have got a whole lot of backlash about, oh, you're a woman beater. You know, going through the same
right,
thing.
Right, he would have lost his whole career.
Exactly. You know
like,
what I'm saying?
He
going through
been
the same
no
thing
movies.
That Chris Brown had went through.
Right, he wouldn't have been in no movies. He possibly wouldn't be in the limelight like that.
Exactly. So it's like, all right, you know what I'm saying? He getting the bad side of getting beat up, and he would have got the worst side of if he would actually put his hands on the girl. You
yeah,
see what I'm saying?
Like, and that's the jacked up part about it. Like,
you know, but the media will twist and turn a lot.
But you want me to tell you why they doing it? Because Bow Wow is smaller than him.
Yeah.
If Bow Wow's like the same size, like if he was about like the same height as an NBA player or same height as a Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably been like, okay, we understand. But because Bow Wow's small and like this man been looking the same since a lottery
still
ticket
got a kid.
And
I mean
roll bounce, they gonna think that like, okay, he a little man, so you know, he got beat up, ha ha ha.
Yeah, yeah, but either way, you know what I'm saying, he's a man. You know
yeah,
what I'm
exactly.
Man,
and,
so.
And I respect him for not hitting her.
Facts, you know what I'm saying? Either way, man, you know, a man doesn't put his hand on a woman. You know what I'm saying? Just you know, we all know that.
Right.
So I feel like whether he's being big or small, you know what I'm saying? Because being big, let's say he was big, or let's say
right.
he was, you know what I'm saying, the height of NBA player or the size of a football player,
like,
and he still had the scratches on his face.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Him being Shad Moss, Bow Wow, I believe he would still, you know what I'm saying, get some kind of backlash from the internet.
Right. Because, like, think about the situation that happened to Akeem Hunt.
Mm.
Yeah. So, think about that situation. This man lost his whole football career.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's not going to pick him up. Look at Ray Rice. Lost his whole football career.
Yeah, but see, and then again.
So, like.
Right, you
like
you
what do you do
yeah,
in that situation?
You definitely won't gain anything by putting your hands on a woman.
Right.
If anything, you being such a, you know what I'm saying, your status, you know what I'm saying, being a celebrity, you stand more to lose.
Right.
By crossing that line. So I definitely, you know what I'm saying, I applaud him for, you know what I'm saying, having self-control. You know, so hopefully it all work out. Even though, you know, they both got battery charges, so I guess
right.
They both took an L. But you know, Bow Wow being Shad Moss, you know what I'm saying, having that celebrity status, he's taking more of an L than she is.
True, but I mean, if a girl push you to the point where you thinking about putting your hands on her, just walk away, bro. I wouldn't even entertain her, cause like 9 times out of 10, she gonna hype you up to do it. It's just the fact that if you got the strong mindset to walk away from it.
Man, that's with anything. That's with
That's with anybody. Yeah, that ain't even with women. It's just male on male
altercations.
Yeah.
You're going to have that self-control, and self-control goes a long ways. And that, even without, you know what I'm saying, not even putting your hands on another person, like, self-control, you got to use that, you know what I'm saying, road rage.
Right.
Some of, you know, self-control, you got to use that road rage. People cut you off on the highway, you know what I'm saying, somebody talk, you know what I'm saying, even in, let's say, your job, maybe your manager or somebody, you know what I'm saying, higher up talking to you and you don't agree with it, you got to have self-control, take it, you know what I'm saying, move along.
Right.
So, self-control goes a long ways. We all got to have that.
Exactly. Because you never know, like, what predicament you're going to be in.
I'm telling you.
So, all right, we're going to get to the main topic, which is Valentine's Day.
The day of love, the day of love.
The day of spending money on your significant other because you like them or you love them or that's your wife. Or your husband, or your girlfriend, or your boyfriend. So,
another, you know what I'm saying? And then another lovely day to spend some money.
Spend some money, take her out to eat, take him out to eat.
Spend a little bread.
You know, show how much you care about the other person. But me, I'm gonna be parlaying.
Parlaying. Man, go on and tell us about the lucky lady in your life.
I talked to somebody, but I ain't gonna put nobody. I ain't gonna put my business out there like that.
I feel it, but you do agree with participating in Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I feel it. So all right. Is there levels to it? So like you would, even let's say you just start talking to the girl, would you participate in Valentine's Day? Like, or does she have to have y'all have to be talking for a certain amount of time? Or she got to be your girlfriend? How you look at it?
I mean, I feel like it is levels to it. Because if you think about it, like, say if you met the girl, like, 2 weeks ago, and y'all kicking in Valentine's Day come up, like, you're not going to wine and dine her.
Facts. I mean, I guess if you ain't feeling it, but what if you really feeling it, shorty? You know what I'm saying?
After 2 weeks?
But let's say you was crushing on this girl.
Like a crush, like.
Yeah, if you was crushing on this girl, and, you know what I'm saying, just so happened y'all link up, y'all only been, you know what I'm saying, talking for 2 weeks, but you know what I'm saying, you done had a thing for the shorty, y'all might have exchanged words, you know what I'm saying, passing or whatever, you know what I'm saying, but y'all just now starting to chill for these 2 weeks, Valentine's Day come up, you know what I'm saying, you ain't got to do nothing crazy, but you don't feel like, all right,
yeah,
like,
I mean, I'll probably take it to like a dinner or movie type deal.
Okay.
You know, buy some candy, something
okay,
like that.
For sure,
I
want sure.
Like, you know, how, like, buy a big teddy bear or
them $40 bears. You ain't never bought one of those $40 bears.
Oh yeah, I bought one of them. Bro.
Oh yeah, yeah. We done all went down that road.
But I wouldn't buy like no edible arrangements and nothing like that.
Oh no.
Yeah. Cause like
oh,
that.
Oh no.
Cause we fresh in it, you know.
Oh look. You know what I'm saying? For those out here listening, you know what I'm saying? The reason why we tell you that these 2 weeks is not an appropriate time for the edible arrangements. We're gonna go over a couple of these prices for y'all.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Gonna get them prices.
So, cause it ain't cheap, you know.
It's not.
It ain't cheap, especially not for no, you know, puppy love. I don't feel. So like, all right, so we got your chocolate dipped strawberries. You know what I'm saying? You get a box of those. It's a dozen. That'll run you around $29.99.
$30.
$30, bro. And then you know you gotta have it either shipped to them or you gotta pick it up. You know, shipping is and then having it delivered is another cost.
Oh, yeah.
They add the extra fee. So then you got the Soulberry Sweet Daisy. That's like, you know what I'm saying, a bouquet of the pineapples, regular strawberries, grapes, all on the stick. Those are $44.99. Ooh, $44. We going on up there. Okay, now we got.
That's 50 mark, ain't you?
Now we got the Valentine's Day berries.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The first size comes in, that starts at $54.99. And that's with the drizzled white chocolate and the chocolate and the strawberry dipped in chocolate. Now we got your bouquet of strawberries. It's called the I Love You Chocolate Dipped Strawberry Bouquet. It comes in one size and it's $69.99. $69.99 for some strawberries, y'all. Dipped in chocolate now.
Now, I'll buy something like that for, like, if I've been with a girl for, like, 2 years, 3 years, maybe.
you know, everything is worth buying for the person you love. I feel if you're financially stable, you know, what I'm saying, it ain't nothing wrong.
She understands. That you, if you don't have it financially.
I feel like, you know what I'm saying. I want everybody who listens to know that it's nothing wrong with showing your significant other or whoever you like, you know what I'm saying, that you appreciate them or that you like them. You know what I'm saying? Going that extra mile to show them that.
Right.
So definitely don't, you know what I'm saying, don't listen to these prices. So you know, you can't put a price on love.
You can't put a price on love.
You can't put a price on love, you know what I'm saying? But you got to live for tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Bills, look, it's the fifth. You know what I'm saying? I know the first just passed, the first and third just passed. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people bills late by the third.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The fifth day, you might got that late fee sitting there.
Now, if you got to pay that water bill, I wouldn't be paying no $60-something for no edible arrangements.
Y'all might want to, you know what I'm saying, save for next year.
I mean, either way, if she really like you, at the end of the day, any gift can make her happy. Just don't be too cheap. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I always believe.
Put some thought in it.
Yeah, I always believe in the thought. It's the thought that counts. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Regardless of where you at, rich or poor, you know what I'm saying? You got to let, you know what I'm saying, let the person you care about know that you care about them.
True.
And that's with anything, you know what I'm saying? You got to tell your family members you love them, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Because we losing people out here.
Every day.
We definitely losing a lot of people out here, a lot of loved ones. So I feel like we got to, you know, keep that in mind.
Yeah. So, like, if you need to take it to some restaurants, I mean, you got a lot of stuff you can do in Atlanta. Because, you know, everybody had a good time the past weekend in Atlanta.
Right or wrong. So, Atlanta really dressed it up for y'all.
Really
Patriots
did.
Fans.
So.
Rams
and I noticed, like, in the crowd, like, you really didn't see that many fans like, of the teams because, like, they all spaced out.
Right, bro. The dome was kind of quiet. I seen a couple videos. The dome was kind of quiet, bro.
So.
However, you know, I'm glad this wasn't the case. But I feel that if the Saints would have came to Atlanta, it would have been crazy.
Facts.
I believe the dome would have been wild.
I'm slick happy that it didn't happen.
You know what I'm saying? But I feel like, you know, APD and everybody, you know what I'm saying, police officers around the city and everybody did a good job. It wasn't,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We didn't have anything crazy going on. A couple of incidents here and there, but, you know.
Yeah. But this, I ain't gonna lie, bro. At the end of the game, when they did like the Tom Brady interviews, the security was trash. Like, everybody trying to dap this man up, and like the security wasn't blocking them from nobody. They were just coming all up on them and everything. Everybody said, move. Even Tom Brady was like, bro, y'all gotta move out of the way because I'm trying to dap everybody up after the game. Y'all over here. Tom.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, he was trying to show love to his fans, so.
True. But, I mean, like, them reporters were ODing out there, dog.
Yeah, you know, everybody got to get their story. Everybody want that.
Because that's their living.
10 minutes of fame. Yeah.
They're living.
Everybody want that 10 minutes of fame.
True.
5 minutes of fame, more likely. Because they ain't going to get too much time because there's thousands of them out there.
Facts. But, yeah,
oh, another thing about Valentine's Day,
you know what I'm saying,
as far as, like, the dates and all that, you know what I'm saying, your dates don't have to be expensive either, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, speaking from, you know what I'm saying, a male point of view, males, sometimes we gotta get creative, man, because you know on Valentine's Day, the restaurant's gonna be packed out, and, you know, it's just male nature to do things at the last minute.
Facts.
So sometimes you might gotta, you know, get in that kitchen and whip up some magic. You might reach another level with your lady if you know how to work the kitchen, man. I was also looking up some things in the city going on. Atlanta Botanical Gardens, you know, they doing a Valentine's Day little theme walk, you know. But as we said about the edible arrangements,
right.
They're a little pricey. So at Atlanta Botanical Gardens, I want to say it's around $50 a person. So, you know, you and your significant other, that'll probably run you about $100. You know what I'm saying? But it's something you don't do every day. So I feel like it'll be worth it if you care about, you know what
I'm saying? Yo, am I tripping? But the Botanical Garden, like, I ain't heard about that junk in a while until like Christmas time when everybody like, oh, I'm taking so and so to the botanical garden.
Yeah, I feel like it's a real, cause it's like, a real theme spot, so it's real low key until you reach those times of the year where,
right,
you know what I'm saying, it's a big thing to go. Kind of like the High Museum.
Yeah.
Yeah, the High Museum is really popping. Do you know that they had, I think it was more, my last time checking was this morning, the line, when you register online, they had 30,000 people in line.
Dang.
And this was, you know what I'm saying, the cyber line, it was online. You know, I was talking to Justin earlier today, and he was actually number 29,687. That's what it was, 608. Yeah, that's what
it was. Looked like he would be getting tickets anytime soon.
Yeah, and I was, you know what I'm saying, I really wanted to go to the High Museum to visit the, you know, the mirror exhibit. I can't really.
Yeah, I heard
really
like
sure.
That guy lit.
Yeah, I can't really sure. I'm not really sure what the name of it was, but yeah. See, what brought it to my attention, I knew that was going on sale the 5th, but I did not know that was going to be this packed, because I seen the tweet. I read a tweet from the High Museum that a girl retweeted at 10 o'clock this morning. She was number 15,968.
Whew.
Yeah, and that was 10 o'clock this morning. I sent that message to my homeboy at 11:13, and that's when he told me he was number, yeah, he was around 29,000 something. Yeah, it was crazy. So they're making a lot of money off of that.
Well, folks, you know, we don't gave y'all some tips on Valentine's Day. So if you want to take your significant other out, you got a lot of ideas you can do. You can look up different things. We about to get ready to wrap up the show. My co-host Acacia, she been on her grind, so she wasn't able to make it today, but she will be on the next one. Appreciate my special guest Trip.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know I'm always here to help.
Will we be seeing you much more?
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. I might, you know what I'm saying, tag along a little bit more. I kind of like this first experience.
Right. So, hey, appreciate y'all listening to the show. And y'all have a good one. And be safe out there, because everybody out there acting crazy. Peace. You got anything else to say? You want to put your...
Nah, that's about it. You said it all, man. I appreciate you having me on the show. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, everybody, drive safe. You know what I'm saying? Get where you're going. Be safe wherever you are. Show your loved ones you love them. Free nudie, free savage. That's it.
Peace.
Hey, he's back, ladies and gentlemen. Ron D is back with another powerful show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. He recorded some high-quality stuff tonight and some great, great topics. So we're so glad that he's back, and his co-host will be back with him real soon as well. So we can't wait to hear the next show on the Ron D Radio Network, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, also, too, ladies and gentlemen, remember that the show is on every first and third Wednesdays. That's right. Wednesdays. Yeah, I got to remember that. First and third Wednesday of each month right now. And we'll be putting it out on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, every social media network, like Facebook, of course, out there as well. But we want you guys to share that as well, okay? Hey, you can go back to blogtalkradio.com/menlesstalk. That's blogtalkradio.com/menlesstalk. And you can go to the banner. You can actually scroll down or search for the banner and look. That's titled The Ron D Internet Radio Show with your hosts, Ron D and Acacia. So that's available to you as well. But if you got any problems, give me a call at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Ron D Internet Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining us. You guys have a great rest of the evening, and everybody have a great and powerful week. Take care. We'll see you next time on the Ron D Global Radio Network. Bye-bye now.
Instantly.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, this has been the Ron D. Internet Radio Show. We'll see you next time, guys. Bye-bye.